From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. OPEC is set to meet Monday in Vienna. The global oil cartel will likely decide on what to do with its oil output. That decision, of course, is intended to change the balance of supply and demand in global oil, and therefore change global oil prices. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
OPEC and its allies decided to significantly curb production in April, and the plan right now is to add some of that back to the global market on January 1st. But Ellen R. Wald, an energy industry consultant, says ramping up production when demand is still weak could have major consequences on a relatively stable oil market.
And so a lot of people are looking to OPEC to say, hey, let's not wreck this oil rally right now by dumping another 2 million barrels on it. Let's hold off.
She says while oil prices have risen over the past few months, global demand remains precarious given the COVID-19 spike. And Kerry King at the University of Texas Energy Institute says OPEC is well aware.
They know if they affect prices too long in one direction, then, you know, there are responses in the economy. They've witnessed this in history.
He says OPEC won't just be discussing the pandemic, but electric vehicles and other technological advances that could curb fossil fuel demand in the coming months and years. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.